Daily Rest, Wednesday, June 28th, 2023. This week's devotion theme is Old Testament Men of God. Do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Genesis 50, verse 21. Joseph, merciful. I wish I had a nickel for every time someone told me, God might be able to forgive him for what he did, but I'm not God. The sin-dark human heart is all too ready to retaliate, but so unwilling to forgive. The world operates on the principle, I don't get mad, I get even. Actually, they get mad too. We see this every day. Hatred, discord, a refusal to forgive. How dare someone treat me like that? As if we never hurt anyone with unkind words or actions. As if we are somehow so pure and righteous as to deserve perfect treatment from others. Satan certainly would love to plant the seed of bitterness and resentment toward others in the hearts of God's children. But Jesus warns us that a refusal to forgive others may end up in our forfeiting God's forgiveness. Matthew 6, verse 15. Consider today's Bible verse above. These are Joseph's words to his brothers. After their father Jacob died, Joseph's brothers were afraid that little brother would now carry out vengeance on them for the great evil they had done to him. Recall how they had sold Joseph as a slave and as a result had separated him from his father for 20 years. The world would say, "Do it, Joseph. Make them pay for what they did to you." But our man of God shows great mercy. Joseph forgives his brothers. This is a marvelous testament to the power of the Savior's redeeming love and forgiveness. No, we are not God. But through word and sacrament, our hearts have been touched and are being touched by the forgiving love of God. The Holy Spirit, through the means of grace, imprints the cross of Jesus on our hearts. That's how Joseph was able to forgive. Lord Jesus, turn us always to your healing wounds, that we may find strength to forgive those who trespass against us. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.